ridiculous large government, taxation, soft on crime policies. Homelessness, Dean Cain celebrates leaving California for Las Vegas. By Paul Bois on October 10, 2023. Actor Dean Cain recently opened up about leaving out of the state of California for a life in Las Vegas, a move he never thought he'd make. The actor told Fox News in a recent interview that he always believed his Malibu home, which he sold for $6.25 million in May, would be his forever home until Democrat policies ruined his perception. "My home in Malibu was going to be my forever home," Cain said. "That was where I was going to die, and everything was going to be just fine. You can't beat the weather. And I had a lovely house with the most incredible views. Governments can ruin an area. And that's what's going on in California. What is happening under Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom and the Democratic leadership in the House. In Congress, people I did not vote for," he added. "People did in California vote for it. I didn't. But it's the most ridiculous large government. Incredible taxation, horrible regulations for business. Very anti-business. The personal income tax is 13, the highest levels. 13, 13.2, whatever it happens to be." Cain previously said that California's taxation policies have gotten so extreme that it almost feels the state has been trying to tax people out of there. The actor also lamented the state's ongoing homeless problem that has seen with it a rapid spike in violent crime. "The policies are just terrible. The fiscal policies, the soft-on-crime policies, the homelessness policies," he said in June. "The things that our leaders in California have been doing have driven out anybody who can really afford to get out. People are flocking out of there in droves." The actor also railed against a recent California bill that would have required judges to consider a parent encouraging a child's gender identity in custody cases. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed the bill. "If I were to end up in a custody case with somebody over an adolescent child who thought they were, like my son thought he was a bird, he wanted to be a bird when he was young," Cain said. "And if I didn't affirm his birdness, they might have tried to take that child away from me." Which is some of the crazy things that are going on in California when it comes to that, when it comes to schools. Cain said he even enrolled his son in a private Christian school due to what they were teaching in public schools. "I didn't like the things they were teaching in the public school," he said. "So, there's so many things like that. It's pernicious, you know, just bit by bit by bit. It gets there, and it just makes you feel like you're working for Big Brother or that you can't do anything. So, I had to get out of California. I'm ecstatic to be in Nevada. I feel like they're going to come get me someday. And be like, 'I'm sorry, sir. This is too good for you. You got to come back here with us to this land of ridiculousness.' I hope that doesn't happen." Dean Cain joins other prominent celebrities who have left Los Angeles for a more peaceful life elsewhere, including Scott Baio, Sheryl Crow, Katy Perry, Kat Von D, and 50 Cent. Most recently, actor Taylor Kitsch announced his move to Montana to build a sober living facility for veterans. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.